Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Oh, hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, just to clarify, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, here to explore how well your system handles natural conversations. So, what can you tell me about your AI services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hey Mary, nice to hear from you. I don't have access to specific client lists or partnerships, so I can't say for sure about Vector Solutions, but I'm really interested in learning how your AI platform works and what unique features you offer. Could you share a bit about that?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it personalize interactions or adapt to different customer responses?
Tell me more about keeping conversations engaging and reaching the right prospects.
Sure thing. Well, our AI is designed to sound natural and human-like, so it keeps people interested rather than feeling like they're talking to a robot. It listens carefully, adapts responses based on what the person says, and can handle objections smoothly. Plus, it uses smart targeting to reach the right prospects based on data. So conversations happen with people who are more likely to be interested. Pretty neat, huh? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started with Dasha?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used Dasha and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that question. Thinking ahead is always exciting. If Dasha turned out even better than expected in 12 months, I'd imagine your lead generation would be running like a well-oiled machine with more qualified leads coming in consistently. Conversations would feel genuinely human, boosting engagement and conversions. Plus, your team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part of that future excites you the most?
What do you mean by more qualified leads coming in consistently, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By more qualified leads, I mean prospects who are genuinely interested and a good fit for your product or service, not just random contacts. Consistently getting those means your sales team spends less time chasing dead ends and more time closing deals. It's important because it boosts efficiency and revenue, making your whole process smoother and more profitable. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about boosting efficiency and revenue for your team.
Absolutely. Boosting efficiency means your team can focus on high-value tasks like building relationships and closing sales instead of spending hours on cold calls or sorting through unqualified leads. With Dasha handling those initial conversations, you save time and reduce costs. That efficiency often translates directly into higher revenue because your sales pipeline stays full with better prospects and deals close faster. It's like giving your team a superpower. How does that sound for your business?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead quality, and difficulty scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? I'd love to hear about your specific hurdles so we can see how Dasha might help.
What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead quality, and difficulty scaling outreach are affecting the business right now?
Ah, great follow-up. Limited sales team bandwidth often means missed opportunities because there just aren't enough hours in the day to reach every lead. Inconsistent lead quality can waste time chasing prospects who aren't a good fit, lowering morale and efficiency. And difficulty scaling outreach without losing personalization can stunt growth, as mass messaging feels robotic and turns people off. Together, these issues can slow revenue growth and frustrate your team. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how chasing unqualified prospects is lowering morale and efficiency?
Absolutely. Chasing unqualified prospects can be pretty draining for a sales team. When reps spend time on leads that don't convert, it feels like running in place, lots of effort with little reward. That can lead to frustration, burnout, and lower motivation. Efficiency drops because time and energy are wasted on dead ends instead of focusing on promising opportunities. Over time, this can hurt team morale and even increase turnover. Does that match